So I'd first like to know, why is having more Australian cycling going to be really good for our health benefits and maybe economic outcomes as well?
Well, half the population in Australia is physically inactive enough to meet health guidelines or to get a health benefit from it.
Wow.
And what we've been doing for the last 10 or 20 years hasn't really shifted that on the dial. So we need a real paradigm shift here to do something radically different to get people more active. And one of the obvious ways, in some senses, is to get people stop sitting, like in cars and public transport, and moving more actively. And so walking and cycling are really obvious and important strategies to get more physical activity in people's everyday life. And this translates to quite significant health benefits for individuals, and collectively for society, it really reduces heart disease and some cancers and diabetes. And this has massive cost savings in terms of the health system. So it's good for people individually, and it's good for all of us together.
I mentioned recently some data that has shown that the number of cyclists in Australia has been reducing pretty rapidly. I'm interested in a kind of state-by-state breakdown. How did New South Wales come out of that study? How do we compare to the rest of the country?
Yeah, so what you're talking about is the National Cycling Survey, which is done every 2 years. And New South Wales ranks the lowest.
So the worst.
We are the worst.
Wow.
Yeah. So we are doing very poorly in cycling related to the rest of the country. Even though it's gone down in all other states too, it's gone down the most in New South Wales. And to some extent, we can attribute that to a state government that hasn't been particularly supportive of cycling. Things like taking out the College Street cycle path, massive fines for cyclists for not having a bell on their bike or not wearing a helmet. And these are things that just sort of make people feel a bit negative about cycling, or that, you know, it's a poor cousin transport option.
It seems that the key kind of thesis of the article that you've written is that building infrastructure to promote cycling really increases the number of people who are cycling in the close vicinity to that infrastructure. So what evidence is that argument based on?
Yeah, so we've just done a 3 year longitudinal study of a new piece of cycling infrastructure that was built in George Street, Redfern, an inner city Sydney context, where we connected up one of the cycle paths down there, and we followed up people who lived in the area, you know, every year for a few years. And what we saw was that those people who were near the cycle paths were more likely to use it, and they would use it more regularly, and they and people would sometimes even go out of their way to use the cycle path as well. And it's pretty obvious. People feel more comfortable, they feel safer, you know, they like using that path, and so they do. And so whereas it's going down in many other parts of Sydney and across New South Wales even, what we saw in our evaluation was that it didn't go down, and it stayed. It even went up a little bit in one of the places. So, you know, that cycle path was a little bit preventive, you know, protective of the drop in cycling. So definitely, people will use the bike paths, and they will use them even more if they're connected up in a big bike network.
Can you tell us a little bit about the new Parramatta Valley Cycleway? Is that kind of a step forward?
Oh yeah, look, there are good examples around Sydney where local governments are investing in hooking up and some of the paths. And the Parramatta River Valley is actually beautiful. I mean, it's, you know, it's a beautiful bike path. It's very scenic. And it can be a real transport option now if it connects up into the heart of the CBD in Parramatta for people from the suburbs to basically get into Parramatta. So it's a very, very well-built and very useful bike path. And the thing is, you know, we should be thinking about this not just for recreation. Cycling needs to be thought of as a transport option. And that's the shift in our mindset that we need to start thinking about, that it's not just, bikes aren't just toys, you know, things for fun. They are fun, and they are, you know, there's definitely that element to it. But and as a utilitarian transport mode to get places, bikes can actually be quite good.
Over the past couple of weeks, we've seen a pretty big introduction of these kind of app-based bike services. Given the current infrastructure in Sydney, do you think it's kind of dangerous to have a massive increase of people cycling all of a sudden if we don't necessarily have the infrastructure to support it?
So I think the concern is that some people may not use the bike initially because they're not sure about where they can ride or should ride or could, you know, where they would go. But the thing about the safety issue is that once you start getting more people riding and there's a critical mass of people on bikes all around and everywhere, what happens is that there's this phenomenon called safety in numbers. And what happens is that drivers start to regulate their behavior around bikes because they keep seeing more of them. They kind of learn how to drive around, and bikes and cars learn how to interact together better. And it just becomes a bit safer all round for people on bikes. And the same phenomenon is for walking. When you have more people walking in a suburb, the safer it becomes. So so it's quite a, the dockless bikes and the new bike schemes are an important way of getting an increase in safety through numbers.
You touched on it a little bit earlier, and I wanted to come back to a point that you made and to see if you think that more effort should be made to promote cycling as a form of transport, as a kind of legitimate form. You know, we don't have to catch the train, we can cycle to work. Is there not enough of a push, perhaps from the state government, saying that, you know, this is something that we should all be doing?
Yeah, no, that's important that there's leadership around cycling for transport. And if people feel that it's looked down upon, that there's this and this fighting between bikes and cars, and that it's not seen as a respectable thing to do, then people are going to hesitate about doing it. So we need to, as a community, we need to tell each other that cycling for transport is a good thing to do for yourself and for society, and not to be hostile and negative about people who cycle, because, you know, it's actually a really good thing for everyone. And I don't think we have enough leadership in the Australian context, as you do in some other countries where you have a much higher mode share for bikes. And it is about leadership and about the allocation of resources to make it feel safe and to be safe.
Well, it certainly would have been a pretty good day for cycling around Sydney today, and hopefully we see a steady increase of that in the future. Chris, thanks so much for coming on and telling us about it today.